In general, there are no magic exercises. That is not where the magic is. What do exercises really do? Exercises are the thing that targets the muscles you want to work. That's all it does. That's all an exercise does. All the magic really is in the program. What's up, my friend? I'm health expert and motivational speaker Ted Rice, and today I'm coming to you from Phuket, Thailand, where my wife and I have been for the past few weeks. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I do is I make sure I stay in a place with a gym. Now, it's not always possible because when we were in Bali, Indonesia, most of the places that we ended up staying didn't have a gym, and I was forced to work out with bands. And not to mention, if, in case you haven't been following my travels, I had olecranon bursitis that turned septic. In other words, my elbow got infected and swollen, had to go to the emergency room and get 60 milliliters of liquid drained. So what does this have to do with you and what I'm talking about today? Well, today we're going to be talking about the five myths about strength training in your 40s and 50s, because I've been working hard to get back in shape because that elbow thing took me out for about 2 months. And I couldn't do much exercise. And so now I'm like, I've learned a lot of things, which really for me at this point, after 20 years of doing this, is more like refining what I know to focus on what matters, to clear out the confusion and the myths. And today we're going to do that for you so you can get better results. So I want to ask you right now, if you are a person who's, are you struggling to get results from your workout? And I really want to be clear about what I'm asking you here. I'm not asking if you go to the gym and you work out and you sweat a lot and you feel good afterward. You can do any workout and you're going to have some feeling like that. I'm not going to ask you if you think you worked hard at the gym or left it all on the gym floor, is an expression we like to use, or any of those things. What I'm asking you here is, are you getting results? And what do I mean by results? Do you see measurable differences in your body fat percentage, in the amount of lean mass you have? Do you see definition when you look in the mirror, more definition than what you see, what you were able to see a month ago? Are you able to fit into your clothes? Because that's what we're talking about here. Anybody can go to the gym and work out. Not a lot of people, in fact, the vast majority of people don't get good results at all. How do I know this? Well, if you're listening, if this is your first time listening, I've been in this business for 20 years and I've worked in gyms for, I don't know, 15 of those 20. I'm in public gyms for 10 of those. Now, I got kind of ritzy towards the end of my personal training stint there, and I was in private gyms. But even in the private condominium gyms in the luxury buildings in Miami Beach, I'd still see the same nonsense, the same confusion, and the same lack of results. So by the way, if this is your first time listening, this is a podcast that you probably have guessed by now. It's all about clearing up health and fitness confusion by breaking down science-based information. And what do we focus on here? Losing fat, preventing disease, living a longer and healthier life. So if that's what you're interested in, then you're in the right place. And by the way, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and enjoying the episodes, what I'd love for you to do and what I'm asking you to do for me is go to legendarylifepodcast.com/review. That's legendarylifepodcast.com/review. And what am I asking you to do there? To sign up into my super secret vortex of internet spam where I inundate your inbox? No, all I'm asking you to do is, if you enjoy the podcast, please go and leave me a review. And we've made it super simple because people have had problems leaving reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or Android. So go to legendarylifepodcast.com/review. And leave me a review, an honest review of what you think about this show. Would love to hear it. And you can tell me what you like about it, what you'd like to hear more about. So legendarylifepodcast.com/review. So let's jump into it. We're going to get into five specific myths. And of course, I'm not just going to leave you with the myths. I'm going to talk to you about why there are myths, what we know now that we didn't know before. And most importantly, I'm going to talk to you about what you can do to get better results starting, well, next time you show up to the gym. So let's get into it. The first myth I want to cover is magical exercises. Now, what do I mean by that? When I was in my 20s, and I'm 42 now, in case you don't know, you haven't been listening, I'm 42. When I was in my 20s, working as a personal trainer, 22, I started at 22, but 23, 24, and even before that, I always wanted to know, hey, what's the best exercise for my biceps? What's the best exercise for my pecs? Or I would say chest, right? And you might want to know, if you're a woman, you might want to know what's the best exercise for the back of your arms or your butt. If you're a guy, you want to know what the best exercise for your abs are or your chest like me or your arms. So what I want to tell you is that we're going to talk about the nuances, but in general, there are no magic exercises. That is not where the magic is. What do exercises really do? Exercises are the thing that targets the muscles you want to work. That's all it does. That's all an exercise does. All the magic really is in the program, the sets, the reps, the weight, how you progress over time, all the things that we're going to be talking about here in the rest of these. But I just wanted to cover this one because it's a really low, and I want to tell you, it's a really low level of understanding if you're asking this question. So if you're asking the question, what's the best exercise? And I don't mean to be condescending because, like I just told you, I've been there, but it's a question I get a lot and or have gotten a lot. Thankfully, I haven't gotten it a lot recently. I'm getting great questions from people, but what's the best exercise for this or this body part or best exercise for that body part? We're going to talk about them, about which exercises are better, but just understand really what the exercise does is it targets the muscles that you want to work. For example, what's the best exercise for your chest muscles? Well, the ones that work your chest muscles, bench press, flies, incline bench press, dumbbell chest press, decline, you know, all those things. Now we'll talk a little bit because there are some nuances, important nuances here. But in general, that's all exercises do. So if you're a woman, you're like, hey, how do I target my butt? Well, you target exercises that really recruit the gluteal muscles, the gluteus maximus muscle in particular. So that would be like a hip thrust or a hip extension, things like that. And we'll talk a little bit about why some exercises are better than others, but I don't want to go too much into this. So what I want you to understand is the magic in exercises, if we want to even look at it like that, it's in certain things. So one of the most important things here is microloadability. What do I mean by that? Or you could even say the loadability of an exercise. So I'm going to give you a great example here. So let's say I want to develop my shoulder muscles. And so I say, okay, do I want to do lateral raises, the deltoid raises, could be front raises, side raises, whatever, or do I want to do a shoulder press? And why I'm going to tell you that a shoulder press is going to be superior, even though there's other muscles involved, is because it's going to be easy to load the exercise. It's going to be easier to go up in weight, it's going to be easier to do more reps. And we'll talk a bit about why that's important a little bit later. But just understand, it's going from, let's say, a 40-pound chest shoulder press to a 45-pound to a 50-pound if you're a guy. Or if you're a woman, you're working your way up to maybe 5 to 10 to 15 to 20. It's easier to load the dumbbell shoulder press than it is the lateral raise. Because think about going up 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 pounds on a lateral raise. If you're doing 20 pounds on a lateral raise, you're a very strong person. You've got strong shoulders. Okay, it's really hard to get there. So I hope that makes sense. Now, there's some other things that I won't get into. There's things like strength curves, but these are things nobody talks about except people who are into exercise biomechanics. So just understand the big takeaway here is exercises just target the specific muscles that you want to target. And you want to make sure that you're able to progress easy on them. So in other words, you want to be able to do more reps and add more weight eventually to the exercise. And if you're doing a compound exercise, like a shoulder press over a deltoid raise, that's going to be a better choice of an exercise. Same thing with your glutes, same thing with any part of your body. You want to make sure that you're able to load up the weight over time, be able to do more reps. And some exercises, like a deltoid raise, for example, it just makes it hard to progress. So keep that in mind. Now let's get to the next myth. This is all about, I said the body part split, but it's really the bro split. And what is a bro split, in case you've never heard that term? Well, it's chest on Mondays, back on Tuesdays, legs on Wednesdays, shoulders and arms on Thursdays, calves, forearms, and abs on Fridays. And then, I don't know, pinky muscles and, I don't know, ear twitches on Saturdays. I don't know. Listen, I don't know because I would never waste my time with a body part split like that. It is not a waste of time if you're a total beginner and for some reason you like it and you're just getting yourself off the couch and you happen to like it that way. But I'm talking to the person who's been, if you're a person who's been exercising regularly and you're doing chest on Mondays, back on Tuesdays, legs on Wednesdays, you're doing what's called the bro split. We don't do that anymore. And when I mean we, I mean people who understand the principles of exercise, we've evolved past that. Okay, why? What's the answer there? Okay, great question. And the answer is that we know that, well, for one, a lot of that old school workout stuff came from it isn't even that old school. If you want to talk old school, 1900 strongman training like Eugene Sandow, right? Early 1900s. But we're referring to old school as like the Arnold Schwarzenegger days. Those guys, guess what? They're all on steroids. Are you on steroids? I don't know about you. Maybe you are. I'm not. Okay. And by the way, if you're a woman and you're thinking, well, of course women don't do steroids, there are actually quite a lot of women taking performance enhancing drugs too. So it goes for both genders here. So what I'm saying is if that's not you, then that is not how you want to waste your time. Okay. And for if you've been working out for a while and you're doing that, you are wasting your time. Why am I saying that? Why am I saying that with such conviction here? So here's what we know. When you work out, you create fatigue in your muscles, you create damage to the muscles. And we know that full recovery of both that muscle damage and that fatigue occur within about 48 hours. So if we want to get the best results out of our training program, we need to hit the same muscle group 2 to 3 times per week in a fully recovered state. And if you're waiting an entire week, so you hit chest on Mondays, you don't hit it again until the following Monday, you're going 7 days and it takes about 48 hours. And if you're really stressed and fatigued, 96 hours. But still, that's not 7 days. It's way too long to wait. And that's why so many people will do programs and not see the results that they want. So just understand, it's a waste of your time if you're in there. I mean, you'll be able to keep your results now, or maybe you go backwards, but it's not going to progress. You want to hit muscle groups 2 to 3 times per week. Okay, so what do you do instead? The takeaway here is if you're only working out 2 to 3 days per week, total body workouts every time. Now, can you get a little fancy? Can you do an upper split, lower split? Like you do upper body one day, lower body, upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body for 6 days a week, or even 4 days a week. So you hit the upper body twice and the lower body twice. Yeah, you could do that. Or if you do a push-pull legs, then you could you know, hit each muscle group twice a week, but you've got to hit each muscle group at least twice a week. If you're not doing that, you're leaving gains on the table. Just don't do that. That's just, there's just no reason to do it other than you really psychologically feel attached to your workout instead of attached to results. So if you're interested in results, follow what I'm telling you and leave the bro split to the bros. So the next myth is short rest time. Okay. Shorter rest times. If I rest less in between sets, it's better because it's harder. And this is half true. And the true part is that it does make it harder, but it definitely doesn't make it better. So short rest times is a no-go. If you are resting a minute or less in between sets of the same exercise, now you can get fancy and do tri-sets and supersets and all these other things, but we're talking, just to simplify it here, let's say you're doing, you know, a glute exercise or a chest exercise, and you do that exercise, and then you rest 45 seconds because you're like looking around, you're anxious, you get antsy, you're like, oh, what do I do? And there's people, oh, I can't be left with my thoughts. Oh my gosh, oh, I got to do another set. I can't control myself, which is what I hear happens with most of the people who tell me this. What they struggle with is just kind of doing something in between on the rest. So here's what happens. Your workout results suffer for it. How do we know this? Well, they've tested it. How would you know anything? You test it. And of course, you can listen to Chaz, you know, Chaz, the personal trainer with the string tank top. Or you could see what scientists have been doing for the past, I don't know, decade or so, trying to figure this stuff out. And what we know is that low rest times, and there's multiple studies that show this, low rest times, meaning a minute or less, lead to worse results than longer rest times. This is a fact, and it's been proven over and over again. So here's what I want you to do. This is what I teach my coaching clients. Rest at least 90 seconds between sets. And I want to say something really important here. Women can get away with a little bit less rest. So 90 seconds, if you're a woman, 90 seconds is the minimum for you. If you're a guy, I would even say 2 minutes. Personally, I do 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, right? So 2 to 3 minutes. Here's what I used to believe, and here's what is absolutely wrong. Somehow, if you rest less, you get in better shape. And if you rest too long, you magically start to lose all that fatigue in the muscle. It does not matter. And really clear here, because some of you are going to be like, no, I don't think that's true. When I don't rest, no, let's be clear here. When you take less rest, your heart beats harder. You're more out of breath, but that is a cardio. You're turning weightlifting into cardio. And so you don't get weightlifting results when you turn weightlifting into cardio. So instead, do what it's for, which is muscle growth, and do it the right way if you want better results. So at least rest at least 90 seconds and experiment with 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, or even 3 minutes. All the studies show that 1 minute sucks for results. So don't do that to yourself because you're already in the gym and working hard. Now you might say, well, I don't have time to sit around for 2 minutes in between sets. Well, listen, do less exercises or combine your exercises into two exercise groupings or three exercise groupings. That's what I usually, actually, to be honest, I've just been doing one set at a time. It's what I've been doing recently. So, because I was starting out doing the tri-sets, which is a push-pull leg. So you do a pushing exercise, rest about 15 seconds, do a pulling, rest about 15 seconds, do a leg exercise, and then you'd, you know, repeat that after 30 seconds or whatever. And then I'm getting so much hard training with the Thai boxing that I stopped doing that. And I've been training Thai boxing at least 1 to 2 times a week here in Thailand, which is a dream come true to me. And so I've kind of geared my resistance training around that. And I'll even say a little something at the end here, but I want to keep going. So number four is working hard is all that matters. And I want to tell you a story here. I've got a client, a recent client, She was doing 8 months of Orange Theory 4 to 5 times a week. And if you don't know what Orange Theory is, it's one of these high intensity interval training that isn't really high intensity interval training, but that's for another podcast episode. It's a really intense workout where they have you running fast. You do weightlifting fast. You're just running around. It's a hard workout. And working hard does not work. It works when you're getting off your butt off the couch for the first, I don't know, a couple weeks, maybe even a couple months, but then you plateau and then you need to be smart. So my client was working out 8 months doing Orange Theory, didn't see any results with her body. Of course, she wasn't dialing in her nutrition, but still, you would think 4 to 5 times a week, 8 months of exercise, you don't see a difference in your body. And I want to ask you, is that your situation, especially if you're a woman? You know, you and your friends, in general, of course, some women like to lift weights, don't want to make too much of a sweeping generalization here, but for the most part, in my experience, women love the classes because the community, the fun, the, you know, tapas and white wine afterwards or whatever it is. Look, I just made up that part. Nobody's told me that. But whatever it is, they tend to go to these classes. But I'll tell you, Kelly did 8 months of Orange Theory on her own. I mean, four to five times a week, and did not see any difference. In fact, she got injured, was having trouble throwing a ball to her son who plays baseball and couldn't throw the ball because her shoulder was all jacked up, versus 4 weeks on my program where she's lost weight, but a lot of that's due to nutrition, but she sees a difference in her body and she's only working out 3 times a week. And it's a short workout. It's 45 minutes. That's what you can do. That's the difference between working hard and working smart. And I want to address some other things here because there's some tomfoolery that I see on social media that I'd like to address. If you go on Instagram, you will see some, mostly women, by the way, but guys are guilty of this stuff too. I don't know, maybe I just happen to see more of the women doing it, but guys do this stuff too. They're doing jump squats with their body weight. They're doing jump lunges. They're hopping around like happy little foolish people. And they're like, oh, that's a great workout. And they'll even tell you what they're doing. Oh, here, do 10 jump squats and then do 10 step ups with your body weight. Then do 10, hop and do a 180 and then, you know, smile at the camera for Instagram. And then, you know, and do that for 3 rounds. Listen, I want to call it waste of time training because you're not getting results. You've got to use the right approach. So you've got to put some resistance on the exercises. And we'll talk about that in a bit, what exactly you need to do there. But stop doing those ridiculous routines. Just ridiculous. Stop doing those. Stop looking to people. And if you're wondering, well, how can they look so good? Well, they're probably doing something every single day, or they have their nutrition dialed in, and that's why they look so lean. And some of them even have eating disorders. Is why they look so lean, right? So that's a topic for another podcast too. So here's what I want you to focus on. Work smart instead. How do you do this? Track your training and make sure you're improving. That's the only thing that matters. Now, how do you know if you're improving? Really easy. Are you doing more reps from one workout to the next? Do you do the workout on Monday, then show up on Wednesday and you do more reps, at least one more rep than last time? And have you done that enough that you've had to add weight? That means for sure your program is working. Because if you're eating up muscle with a dumb routine, you're not going to be able to progress. And I'm sorry, but that's what it is. It's a dumb routine. All right. It's okay if you're just doing it for fun, but it's dumb in terms of being designed to give you results. So I'm not talking to the person who's like, hey, I feel really offended. You're talking about exactly what I do, but I enjoy it and that's all I want. And I'm happy with the way I look. Hey, I'm not talking to you then. And do what you love. Enjoy yourself. But I'm talking to the person right now, and this could be you, who's not getting results. and you're hopping around, you're following the hoppy fun workouts, you're doing the functional training, whatever it's called, and you're not seeing results. Even though you feel better after exercise and you're like, oh, I'm still in shape, I just don't really look like it. It's like, stop that. Do what works. Again, are you doing more reps than last time? Are you having to add more weight than last time? If that's not happening, your workout isn't working. So let's get into the final myth here, which is that heavy weights build muscle and light weights get you defined. And I remember being 16 years old and I had the good fortune of working out in, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but the winningest, I'm not going to go into the details of how I hopped around it from high school to high school, but I worked out in this one high school. I went to this one high school after getting in trouble in the first one and having to move. And I worked out with the football team, just happened to be that way, just by good fortune, just found myself there. And we were on a very specific program, and it was one of the best programs around at the time, and made some of the best gains in strength. I was bench pressing 225 at a very small body weight. I think it was like 150 or something. You know, I just was getting great results. But still, there was this thing where it was like heavy weights build muscle, light weights get you defined. And so what does this do? Well, guys are all lifting, trying to lift as heavy a weight as possible, usually getting injured or using poor technique in the process. And women are all doing the Tracy Anderson thing where they're like, okay, I'm going to use the 3-pound dumbbells and do 1,000 bicep curls. This is incorrect. Both people are wrong. How do we know this? Again, this is the cutting edge science that I get paid the big bucks to break down, and I'm giving it to you here for free. Usually, you got to be a client of mine for me to talk about this to you, but I'm doing it here because I really care about your results. So here's what we know. Heavy weights and light weights within a certain range, and we'll talk about what that is in a second, produce the same amount of muscle growth. And by the way, if you're a woman and you're like, I don't want to get muscles. They make me bulky. Fat makes you bulky. Muscles make you look lean, defined, toned. All those good things that you want. All the women on Shape Magazine or Women's Health Magazine or whatever magazine that you or people that you've seen who look fit, women that you've seen that look fit, they've built muscle. Okay? It's a harder sell to women usually. And guys, it's harder to sell them on the idea that the heavy weights don't matter that much. Heavy weight is great for building strength, which is more of a neurological adaptation. But we're not, in fact, you could get very strong and not build very much muscle at all. I'm not going to talk about that today, but you can absolutely do that. And that's what I did when I was doing jiu-jitsu because I didn't want to go up a weight class for competitions. And that's what weight class athletes do, is they focus on lifting heavier weights and doing less volume. So let's get into this. How do we know this? First of all, well, they've done study after study that shows this is the reality here. And here's what you need to know. If you're working in the 5 to 30 rep range, then you're going to be okay. You're going to create roughly the same amount of muscle mass, or even really the same amount, if you're doing the same amount of sets, and if you're taking those sets to muscular exhaustion. 5 to 30. Why 5? Why not 4? Why not 3? And it comes down to this idea of effective reps. The effective reps are the reps at the end of the set. Have you ever taken, for example, have you ever done an exercise and maybe the first 10 reps felt easier, the first 8 reps, but then all of a sudden it gets really heavy. It gets harder to move and you're like, whoa, I really feel it now. The weight didn't change, but something in my muscles did, and you feel it and you push through it. You're pushing until you get to the point where like, okay, I'm going to be doing some wiggling around here to get the weight up and that's not going to look good or be good. So I'm going to stop. It's those reps towards the end of the set that are called the stimulating reps. Some people call them or effective reps. Those are the money reps. So you've got to do that. But what we found is that if you work less than five, then it's just you don't get enough volume in. So you've got to at least do 2 to 3 sets of 5 reps or 2 to 3 sets of 30 reps to get, you'll still get results if you do one set, but you got to do at least 2 to 3, which is a good place to start for most people. 2 to 3 sets of at least 5 reps or up to 30 reps. Now, you might ask, why not 35 reps or 40 reps? Well, they've tested this too. And what they found is that people who are doing 40 or 50 or 60 reps, they just don't get the good results. You need enough challenge on the muscle, enough resistance on the muscle to create optimal results. So ask yourself, are you working to that muscular exhaustion point? And are you keeping the reps in the 5 to 30 rep range? By the way, we could also talk about how doing too many sets can backfire on you because it's all about that recovery. But the biggest takeaway from this is the biggest takeaway. Are you ready for it? You want to focus on exercises. The biggest takeaways is what I should say. So focus on the exercises that target the muscles you want to work. Then you want to make sure you're able to, they're easy to load. And compound exercises are easier to load than isolation exercises. Second thing, you want to work each muscle group 2 to 3 days per week. Third takeaway, you want to make sure you're resting at least 90 seconds, and really 2 minutes or maybe even more is better for men, and maybe 90 seconds to 2 minutes is better for women. Experiment with it, but definitely rest, err on the side of resting more, not less. We know less rest equals poor results. 4 is work smart instead of hard. Only do the right types of training. Okay. In other words, if you are not able to go up from workout to workout, if you're not able to do another rep or add weight because you've just gone up in rep so much, then your workout isn't working. You're doing it wrong and it needs to be fixed. And lastly, keep in that 5 to 30 rep range. If you like to lift a little heavier, that's fine. Do 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. If you like to do more reps, you like to do 15, 20, 25, 30, that's fine too. Make sure you're taking every set to exhaustion. And again, the number one thing here is making sure that over time, you're able to do more reps and add more weight. If you don't do that, you're in a plateau, your workout isn't working, and you're one of those people who, if you get this wrong, you're going to be stuck in the gym year after year, working with the same weight and thinking that you've reached your genetic potential when really haven't even tapped into it. You haven't even started to tap into it. So I hope that helps. I know we went over a lot today, and I want you not to believe me here, but I want you to test this stuff. I want you to test it. I have no interest in convincing you. I know what I know. I get the results I get. I get consistent results for every single person who works with me. I change my body every single week. I know how to do this stuff. So whether you believe me or not is okay with me. All right. I'm putting this out there to help you. And I'm not interested in proselytizing. I don't need you to join the cult of TED. It's not my thing. What I want is for you to get better results. And if you're interested in that, again, don't believe me, test this stuff and see if you don't notice a difference. And if you do this, you should notice a difference within a week. You should see better results in your body. And lastly, the thing I want to say is maybe you've already been doing a lot of this stuff. Maybe you've heard this stuff before. You've been putting it into action, but you're still not getting the results that you want. And what I've done recently is I have a coaching program, but I'm kind of full there. But what I wanted to offer you is a program designed for people who really want to get these principles and have someone like me write a workout for them so that they can bust through the plateau. So if you're a person who's committed to getting results now and you'd like to see results every week, then this is for you. And what I'm doing is I'm opening up 10 spots for workout design. That's all the time that I have to do this, but I love designing workouts for people. So if this is something that you're interested in, If you're tired of being stuck in the plateau and want to get out of it right away, then what I want you to do is go to legendarylifepodcast.com/workout. Again, that's legendarylifepodcast.com/workout, and fill out that application, and then we will go from there. But again, this isn't coaching. This is program design. So if you're, this is just about the workout. So maybe you have the nutrition dialed in. Maybe you don't need, feel like you need coaching, but you're stuck in a plateau with your workout and you don't know what to do next. And you've been trying different things and you haven't seen results in the past few weeks or maybe a few months. Hopefully it hasn't been years. That would really suck. But, and you want to see results every single week. If that's what you're into, I've got, this is for you. So legendarylifepodcast.com/workout. So that's it for today. Hope you learned a lot. And remember, this stuff, it works. It's not your age. It's not your metabolism. It's your strategy. You've got to know the right things to do or you won't get the right results. It comes down to that. It comes down to doing the right things. And the right things aren't what, you know, Bill the Bro said, right? Or Fred the... just making stuff up now, but it's about what we know to be true, at least right now. Like, what is the best, what are the best strategies based on what we know right now? And that's what I just shared with you today. So hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, if you want some help with your workout, legendarylifepodcast.com/workout is the place to go. Have an amazing week and put this stuff into action, get better results, and I'll speak to you next time.